How would you like to be able to acquire properties with tax sales? Brian Seidensticker will tell us how. He is the founder of Tax Sale Resources, and he partnered with software developer SDA Solutions to create Speedboat, a comprehensive workflow management system, redemptive value calculator, and document storage platform. And in 2020, Brian created Mount North Capital, enabling tax deed investors to scale their business with access to capital. So, Brian, tell us, how can entrepreneurs acquire properties with tax sales?
Property Wealth Strategies podcast with Lily Patrashku shares world's most influential property investors, sharing their strategies for making money with property.
Yeah, well, where to start? It is a complex industry. That's probably one of the reasons why it lured me in. I come from a aerospace engineering background, and as cool as that was, for some reason or another, tax sales I found to be more intriguing because of the complexities. So in the time that we have today, we can certainly hit on the very high level stuff, but by no means is this going to be a graduate level education on how this works, because in reality, each state is slightly different in the U.S. Very high level of like, here's how they work. But if you are interested in doing this, then you definitely need to go do further research on how each state within the U.S. does it. So I guess, in general, the way the industry works is, at least in the U.S., everybody has property taxes that they have to pay. If people don't pay their property taxes, what happens is the county puts typically at least a lien on the property. And then there's got to be some mechanism to enforce the payment of those property taxes. Now, the method that they enforce it varies, but they typically fall into one of two buckets. One is called tax liens, and the other is called tax deeds. And there's actually a third catch-all, because there's a bunch of tax sales that are in between those two. And I'll go into the specifics on what a tax lien is versus a tax deed here shortly. But basically what happens is counties need the capital in order to pay teachers, pay police force, pay firemen, pave the roads, etc. And so they're just looking for that cash in the door. And so what was created long ago, way before I was born, was this concept of selling the lien to a third party investor. And so what happens is the county needs their money. They get the money from an investor. The penalty that is essentially assessed to the property owner for paying their taxes late, that penalty then goes to the investor, right? And that's kind of the very basic process of how tax sales work. So now I'll get in a little bit of how or what a tax lien is versus a tax deed. So what I just described was a tax lien, right? There's an interest in the property. It's closer to what I'd call a micro mortgage. So if anybody on here is familiar with how a mortgage works, right? A lender puts out money on a property, they put a mortgage on the house, right? And if the borrower doesn't pay the loan amount back, then the mortgage or the lender can go forward with a foreclosure, take ownership of the property and resell it, right? And tax liens are similar in the fact that if the lien goes unpaid for too long, and again, the length vary. Sometimes it's 6 months, sometimes it's 5 years, right? How long it can sit out there. But in all cases that I'm aware of, there is some form or mechanism where the lien holder can implement some sort of foreclosure process, that results in ownership of the property as well. Now, what you get at the end of that foreclosure process is what I call a tax deed, right? And so now where it gets real interesting is not every county sells liens. Some of them choose to not sell liens. They carry that delinquency and then they just sell the deed after a year or 2 years. And so there's no lien that county sells, right, to recover those funds. They just say, hey, if you don't pay your property taxes by such and such date, the county's going to sell your home. And so it's, in general, very, very few properties end up being actually transacted that get all the way through the delinquency, haven't paid their taxes, and then get sold. But it is a very powerful mechanism for counties to use in enforcing that those taxes get paid at some point, right? And so that's the difference between the tax lien, which is just interest in the home. You have no ownership unless you foreclose. tax deeds is you are buying the property at the auction, right? And that's where the difference between tax deed buyers are usually real estate buyers, real estate investors, and tax lien investors are usually passive investors, similar to like third party note investors, et cetera. So that's the two. Now, to further complicate it, right? This is, like I said, a complex industry. There's a lot of states that choose to do something in the middle. And there's no true definition of a redeemable tax deed, as we call it. But if it's not quite a tax lien and it's not quite a tax deed, then we put it in this catch-all bucket called a redeemable tax deed. And for example, Georgia and Texas are probably two of the largest states that sell redeemable tax deeds. And basically, you're going to the auction, you're buying a tax deed, but you can't do anything with that deed. You can't actually go do any work on the property. Maybe you could, but it's at risk for a period of time. And so in Texas, you have to wait at least 6 months, up to 2 years right now if it's a homestead property. And in Georgia, you got to wait at least a year. And so there's the ability for the owner to redeem, right? Redeem the property. And so the deed gets reversed. And that's why we call it a redeemable tax deed. There's a few other states that have similar processes. No two states are the same. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I can say I learn or relearn something that I forgot on a daily basis. It's pretty crazy. So let me pause there, Lily, a little bit, and maybe if you have a specific question before I continue. You're muted for me, sorry.
Tell us, how can property investors leverage this strategy to acquire properties with tax sales so that they can actually, make more money versus other strategies that exist to, make money with property?
Yeah, the biggest unique thing about tax sales is you can't get bank financing on tax sale properties. The reason behind that is because you can't get what's called title insurance. So most people are used to I call it a standard, real estate closing, right? You go to a title company, there's a buyer, there's a seller, there's a title company in the middle with sometimes a book worth of paperwork that you're signing. Most people don't even know what all that paperwork is. But one of those documents in there is called a title policy, basically saying, hey, the title company's done their homework, right? Nobody else has a right to this property. And if somebody comes forward and says they do have a right to this property, the title company is supposed to step in and fix that. And so the buyer can feel at peace, right? Or feel okay with the fact that what they own, they actually own, and that nobody else can lay claim to it, right? That's what title insurance is, right? Now, banks, have no desire to learn tax sale space, right? At least they haven't historically. And they really don't have an interest in understanding like the nuances of title insurance and all that as well. And so they really just say, hey, if I can get title insurance, sure, I'll lend, right? I got a lot of like other requirements, FICO score, et cetera. But the biggest requirement that they typically require is title insurance because they want to know nobody else is going to step in and say they own that property when they've got, multi hundreds of thousands of dollars, invested in that property. And so where am I going with this, right? Is so because you can't get title insurance, you can't get bank financing on tax sales. And so in what happens is what I call an inefficiency, meaning you can buy these properties at well below market value if you understand what you're doing on the title side. Like just because you can't get title insurance doesn't mean it's that scary, but you have to know what you're doing. And so that's really what we've spent 18 years doing initially through data and analytics, and eventually through starting a fund, is figuring out ways to understand the industry and then how do we enable our investors to do what they're doing on a larger scale. So really, I guess it's a long answer to you typically better get a better deal buying tax sales, meaning, if the property's worth $100,000, right, you can buy it for $60,000, it's a great deal. You can turn right around and sell it for, 90 to 100 grand real quick. And that's how most tax deed investors make their money.
Thank you. How complicated is this strategy for entrepreneurs to create property wealth with it?
Well, hopefully the listeners have listened long enough and haven't already logged off. So everybody that's still out there, appreciate it. But yes, it is definitely complex, right? If it were very easy, then everybody would be doing it, and there would be no real deals, right? There would be no, great, great properties that you can buy at a discount. And so because it is hard, that is exactly why investors that have gone down this road do very well. And that's really it isn't an easy thing. It is a very complex thing. But if you're willing to do your homework and put in the work, it can be very rewarding.
Thank you. What else would you like entrepreneurs, property investors to know about this particular way of acquiring properties with tax sales?
Well, probably the biggest thing that I try to make sure folks understand is just because you understand these very basics like I'm talking about today, or even if you do research in a state and get a really good idea of how a state works, that knowledge doesn't necessarily translate to another state, right? For example, I'll use Florida as an example because it's one of the largest markets. It's one of the most appealing markets from a real estate investment standpoint. And the process is when you buy a lien, you get what's called a 5% penalty. And so the day you buy that lien, if the homeowner redeems tomorrow, you're going to get at least 5% on your money, right? And a lot of people buy liens with the whole goal of trying to buy liens that are going to redeem very quickly. That is a model that's used in Florida called the Fast Five. It's not a steady stream of capital because they only have their sales once a year. But if you could make 5% a day, right, that would be a great annual return. And then there's an interest rate that you can accumulate on top of that, up to 18% a year. Now, it's not stacked, I should say. It's one or the other. So you either get 5% or you get the interest rate, whichever is greater, is how Florida works. And then the way Florida works is after 2 years, the lien holder can apply for a deed. It's called a tax deed application. And that results in a ownership or potential ownership if you go to the tax deed auction and buy the property. Now, where lien buyers have gotten caught, right, is they take their knowledge of Florida and say, okay, well, if I get a 5% penalty, I can bid my interest down to 0.25%. And so because I know I'm going to make at least 5%, and they go to another state that sounds very similar, which Arizona is another popular state, and the process sounds very similar. It's a bid down interest rate, starts at 16 instead of 18. The difference is Arizona doesn't have this 5% penalty. And so if you bid it down to 0.25%, 0.25% is a horrible return, right? And so in general, investors that take the knowledge from Florida and try to translate to another state, can get burned. And so that's where you definitely need to understand the nuances from one state to the next.
Thank you. How can a property investor find out about where to go to find these kind of property deals?
Yeah, well, call it a shameless plug, but when I got started in the industry back in 2007, 2008, there was no resource, at least not on a nationwide scale, of finding out when and where tax sales are. It seems like a very basic thing. We were the first to actually compile that. So we have a whole team at Tax Sale Resources that makes the phone calls, sends the emails, and literally in some places receives the newspaper in the mail, right, with these notifications of these upcoming auctions, and we compile that all into one platform. And so to my knowledge today, taxsaleresources.com is the only place you can go and see the full nation as far as all of the auctions that are taking place at any given time. There's about 8,000 to 9,000 auctions a year that we track. That's in just over what we call 5,000 jurisdictions. So some states do it by the county level, some states do it by the city level, some states do it at both, but we track all of that. So our website is the best resource to do it on a nationwide scale. Now, anybody can go, if you have a very specific county in mind, you can always go to the county itself. You can find whoever controls the tax collection. So in like Florida, it's a tax collector, and you can typically on their website find when their sale is going to be. But you're going to have to do that for 3,200 counties, so that takes time, obviously.
Thank you. What? Give us some examples of some of your case studies of entrepreneurs you've helped to acquire properties with tax sales, and how did that go in terms of return on investment?
Yeah, so I mentioned this earlier, but Mount North Capital, which is this funding mechanism, I mentioned banks don't provide capital to the tax deed space. And, we're looking at data analytics. This is back in 2015. And went, this is really weird because there seems to be people making a lot of money doing this, right? Why aren't banks doing this? When we reached out to investors, right, our customers, to figure out what their biggest hangup is, almost always the capital was number one, right? They might have, you know, several hundred thousand, some lucky ones might have $1 million that they're investing, but they, because you couldn't get bank financing, they were buying a property or two or three, right, depending on the market. And then they do their whatever work on it that's needed, but then they got to sit until the property resells, they get their cash back, and then they go do it again. So they've spent a lot of time sitting around. And so when we set out to create a financing mechanism, we actually didn't initially try to do it ourselves. We were working with a bank to do it. The interesting part is the bank got all the way to where, like, they were on board and they wanted to do this. They went to the SEC to get some clarification on what bucket of capital should they put these investments in, because there's real estate and real estate securities, right? And there's very strict rules in the US of where they have to put these different assets. And the SEC basically said, we're not going to tell you. So the bank, you know, as much as they want to do it, they said, well, this is basically, we think this is the SEC telling us, I don't care where you put it, we're going to fine you, right? And so the bank said, we're out. Now, we had done all this research to figure out how do we make the bank happy, because they're very data driven. And so we said, all right, well, if the banks won't do it, can we raise a fund to do this? And that's kind of how Mountain Earth Capital came about, is we work with local partners, local tax deed investors on a profit share structure, providing them with the capital to do essentially what they're already doing, right? But instead of buying one, two, or three properties, they can buy like 9, 10, 11, 12. They can always be busy instead of sitting around and waiting for capital to come back. Now, sorry, that's a big long story. It's not unrealistic for tax deed investors, if done correctly, to make, you know, a good return, you know, meaning, you know, north of 15%, 20% on each asset, right? And then how quickly they can turn that around, you know, then it can become a very great annual return. So that's on the tax deed side. On the tax lien side, right, a typical return in that world right now, which does vary, but I think right now it's simmering the 6-7%, right? Again, much more passive, much less hands-on, a lot lower return. So it just comes down to, what is your flavor as an investor? Do you want to be more hands-on, like a real estate investor? Do you want to be more hands-off, like a lien investor? Just know the potential return is less for being less hands-on.
Thank you. Why should a property investor consider this particular strategy to acquire properties with tax sales versus other property?
Well, it all comes down to finding the best deal, right? Like, where can you find the best discount, right? And I can't say tax sales are always the best option. There's some markets, I use Florida as an example, but like South Florida is such high demand, you don't get much of a discount at the tax sale, which always confuses me. Because why would you take on the risk of no title insurance, you know, having to go to an auction, doing research on all these properties with no guarantee of winning it, when you could just, for the same amount of money, just go buy one off the MLS, right? And you get roughly the same discount, none, essentially. And so it's not always the best deal, but it can be a great deal and sometimes the best deal because of the inefficiencies, because there's not as many investors there, because nobody knows about it. And so if the goal is just to get the best property, or just get the best price overall, then tax sales can be highly beneficial.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can find you.
Well, I mentioned before, but again, if you go to taxsaleresources.com, there's, you know, there's a form you can fill out. You can, you know, give us a call. We actually do have real people, even in today's world of AI, right? We do have real people on the other end. And so if you want to talk to somebody, and if you want to talk to me, you can just ask them and they'll point you in the right direction.
Thank you.
Follow me for more property wealth strategies.